Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Today we're going to talk filmmaking. We're going to talk filmmaking, fundraising. We're going to talk having fun. We're going to talk Asian movies. We're going to talk a lot of things that may be of interest to our audience. We have a group of folks that have made an interesting film, and it's based upon the Asian bad guys that we've all seen in a lot of the movies and also on TV shows and other places. Sort of the first person you kind of see on the screen is Patrick Appino, and he's here with us. So, Patrick, welcome to China America Radio.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Great, great. Next, we have one of the actors who's in the show, which is Aaron Takanashi. Aaron, you've got a lot of fun in this show. Love the costumes. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in this project.
Thanks for having me. I was really excited to be a part of this project. I'd never played a villain before, so it was really exciting for me to do a role like that.
And then our final guest is Milton Liu. Milton, you're on the production side of this. You helped raise some of the money. Tell us a little bit about doing this project.
Thanks, Steve. I'm the writer and producer of this, so I've known Patrick and Steven, the two guys that make up the National Film Society, for a while, and they had they did one of their episodes about awesome Asian bad guys, and so we got together and we discussed what a great idea this was, because where is that guy? Where is Ali Yong? What happened to George Chung? Where is Yuji Okamoto and these guys? And we just a light bulb went off and said, hey, you know what? We can actually, let's try to put something together. So essentially, Awesome Asian Bad Guys is actually, we conceived it as a web series. Mm-hmm. And we still do, have it as a web series. But at this point, we've gotten a lot of attention and people want us to festival it. And, we want to kind of build our audience this way first.
Patrick, let's go back to you. You're one of the first faces we see when the screen opens up. You and Steven pretty much are the narrators and the focus of the action for the whole film. What is your personal background and recollection of the awesome Asian bad guys in films that you saw when you were growing up or when you were little? And why were you interested in a project like this?
Growing up in the 80s and 90s, there weren't really many Asian faces in movies or television. There were folks like Getty Watanabe, who played Long Duk Dong in 16 Candles, but then there were also these guys, the bad guys, who would be in movies for a couple minutes. They'd be kind of badass, maybe have one line at best, and then ostensibly, like Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, any of those heroes would kill them.
They'd blow them away.
Yeah, that's the end. And it's like, but that's my guy, yeah. that's my dude. And my personal favorite growing up was Ali Yong, because when I was a kid, he just like kind of scared me, mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, I was kind of like really curious to see what happened to these guys and what, like, I think for all of us, it's like what is their story, and kind of bringing their like highlighting them, giving them the spotlight for a moment.
What is your personal cultural and background from your family?
I was born and raised in San Francisco. My parents are from the Philippines, and I grew up in the Bay Area, and I live in LA.
Aaron, you're actually get some good screen time. You're the villain in a movie of villains.
Yes.
So you said a minute ago you don't normally get to play a villain. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you came to this part, but also what you've done prior.
I've done several commercials. I think that's where I make the most of my money.
A jillion commercials.
Money in the mail, right?
Yes. Every week I get a paycheck, and it's awesome.
What's that like?
And but I've also done some TV and some film, and it's always been the nice guy or the nerdy guy or just the an office worker, nothing which embodied as much sort of evilness as the alter ego that I play in Awesome Asian Mad Guys.
When they first brought the project to you, what was your first thought? Were you on board right away? Did you grow up appreciating these Awesome Asian Bad Guys?
I was on board. I mean, when they told me the idea for the film, the cast that they were trying to get, and then that I was going to be the antagonist, I was instantly on board. I think my favorite Awesome Asian Bad Guy is George Chung in Rambo. Rambo 2, when he was decimated by an exploded tip arrow. That's my guy.
Milton, tell us about pulling all the chips together to put a project like this on. You had a unique funding source in putting this project together. Tell our audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, we ran a Kickstarter, what we wanted to do was just try to figure out, okay, how much do we really need? So we tabbed that at $50,000. So we actually ended up raising $54,000, some change. So that was really great for us and really allowed us to reach out to, build this audience because they were, really behind us and supporting us at that time.
Tell us about some of the other cast members and where our audience may remember them from. You're kind of the expert on that,
sure.
Patrick.
Outside of Aaron, we have Al Leong, who was in Big Trouble Little China, Lethal Weapon, Die Hard. He's kind of an iconic look. George Chung, who was in Rambo 2, Starsky and Hutch, and like Simon and Simon. All these guys were in Simon and Simon.
Apparently.
And if you go to their IMDb, it's like, oh, wow. It's like a wealth of 80s shows. Like, and then Yuji Okamoto, Karate Kid 2, and Better Off Dead. And also Simon and Simon. and Tamla Tamita, who was in Karate Kid 2, and Joy Luck Club, Glee, a million other things, and Dante Bosco, who played Rufio in Hook, Randall Park, who's been in a bunch of movies. He's coming out in a movie called The Interview with James Franco and Seth Rogen.
You cheated a little bit with Jet Li.
Oh, Jet Li. Jet Li's been in a lot of movies.
So where do you go from here? What's the next plan? You're doing some screenings. You're in some film festivals. Where would you like to see this go? You know, anybody can pull this one in. Milton?
Well, what we're trying to do, hopefully by this fall, is to really get a distributor on board. We've had meetings and conversations. Actually, we just came from a meeting today. So we really want to get it. We want to be smart about it and not just have it, oh, it's online and it's forgotten in a week. We want to be interactive with our audience while we debut it online. So basically look for it, this fall, and we're just really excited to show it to everyone.
What's the website? How can people find out about you and what you're doing and follow you?
Right now you can go on awesomeasianbadguys.com. So that's kind of the headquarter hub of everything that we're doing. Because one of the big things that people love about this project is our T-shirts.
Yeah, they're cool.
Say Awesome Asian Bad Guys. And you can buy T-shirts there. You can buy stickers. We have clips and stuff like that that you can take a look at from all of our bad guys in the films that they were in.
So you think some other Awesome Asian Bad Guys are going to come out of the woodwork and want to participate in future episodes?
Yeah, we have actually talked to a bunch of... I don't want to name their names, but like really good, awesome Asian bad guys and gals. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're hoping to do because ultimately we this wasn't a just one-off project. We want to continue this and do season two.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking the time from your travel schedule. I know you're LA-based. You happen to be swinging through New York, but I hope folks will visit the website and follow you and look forward to the future Awesome Asian Bad Guys coming forward. So thanks very much, Milton, for coming and for putting the project together. Aaron, any parting shots before you go? I mean, you do have some fabulous costumes in this production, I have to say.
Parting shots. Well, I may have died at the end of Awesome Asian Bad Guys.
Oh, I see.
I would like to come back for a sequel, so we have to figure that out.
To be continued.
Well, to be continued.
Yeah, that's a writer's job. Right. And Patrick, finally from you.
Steve, thanks for the opportunity. And yeah, definitely check us out. We want to keep, we want to hear from you guys. And when you get a chance to watch it, we'd love input.
All right, great. It's Awesome Asian Bad Guys. Thanks for joining us on China America Radio.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@ChinaAmericaRadio.com.